Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Nishmas Abi Mori, Arafil, B'meichel, Michal, Arini, Kabaros, Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored as a Zichus Refuah Shleima for Yoav ben Pero. And we are in Sefer Yirmiyahu, we are in Perek Tes. And of course, Yirmiyahu Hanavi is in the middle of the Haftorah for Tisha B'Av. That's where we left him yesterday. And indeed, in this parak, he's going to explain the fact that he has this desire to leave the people because of their fakeness and their fakeness and prophecy of galus.
He says, "Look, I wish I could run away to go to find places to live, so I wouldn't see Am Yisrael anymore. I can't see the rishis. I can't handle it. They all are engaging. There's no honesty that goes on with them. They directed their tongues treacherously. They prepared their tongue." And they grew strong in the land that's not for truth. They moved from bad to worse, one step to the next. All their lives they engaged in one Eser and then in another, and with all this they didn't take out any time to know Hashem. And so therefore, he says, everyone shouldn't trust anybody else, because everybody just puts everything else. You tell somebody one thing, and you tell them it should be in private. It's already out on a WhatsApp Facebook post, and they deceive one another. They don't speak the truth. Limdu l'shonam dabir mirma. Dabir Sheker Havei Nelu, he says, they taught themselves to speak in all sorts of horrible ways. Shiftecha b'soch mirma, so living in the midst of deceit, me'anu dasosinu Hashem. When you're involved in all sorts of deceit, you can't know Hashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and the Nabi says, l'chein ko'amar Hashem tzivakos, that's why Hashem says, henini tzorfanu b'chantim, I'm going to have to refine them. How am I going to refine them? They're going to have to be refined in the fires. That's how punishment happens. How can I refrain from refining them? They're my people. I can't let them stay evil. It doesn't work. The people are so dishonest. They say one thing, shalom, shalom, I want shalom, but they're sticking the knives into each other. Shouldn't I punish them? Shouldn't I avenge them for this? I take up weeping and wailing on the mountains because they're withered and without anyone passing through. Right? From the cattle to the animals, they all disappeared. And I'm going to make Yerushalayim a heap of ruin. A lair of jackals, for the house is going to get destroyed, and that's where jackals are going to make their lairs. Right? So who's going to be wise so you can understand this? Who's going to understand, says Rashi, and who's the Nabi to whom the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke that he could say it? In other words, who is the person so wise to understand this through his own intelligence? And who's the Nabi who knows the answer because HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed it to him? And what is that question? Why was the land destroyed? Right? Who's going to be able to answer the question? So Hashem says, I'll tell you, it's because you left my Torah. So the Gemara in Nedarim explains that when they asked the Chacham and the Nevi'im and the Malachim, they couldn't explain it until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know why I punished them? They forgot my Torah, which is, Rabbi Huda says, name of Rav, it says, that's what it means. They didn't leave the Torah, they learned Torah. Take a look, here we are. We are sitting in your car or in your, or while you exercise or whatever you're doing right now, right? Lying in your bed, whatever you're doing, you're studying Torah. But the Ran comes along and he explains that the Gemara says that we're going against the simple understanding of the Torah, because if it was so that no one studied Torah, it would have been obvious. It wouldn't have been hidden from the Chachamim. And so what the Gemara is trying to highlight over here is that Alazam as Torasi means you didn't study Hashem's Torah. You were so busy studying your own. And so therefore it wasn't enough to make a bracha in that situation. And so therefore you didn't really study it the way he wanted you to study it. Right? Had you learned Torah Lishma, it would never have you wouldn't have come to this state, because you would have known Hashem within the processes, Yirmiyahu. The people went ahead, they witnessed their forefathers serving idols, and so they followed them. And that's how I'm going to get them with wormwood, bitter grass, poison water, right? And I'm going to spread them out to the goyim that didn't know, and I'm going to send them the swords until I destroy them. Hashem adds to the nevoah. He says, He says, call the women more the emotional than the men. Let them be mekononos, right? So their eyes can shed tears, right? It'll be through our own eyes at the sound of the women who are singing the dirges. We'll start to cry. He says, look how we were ruined. We've been cast out of Yerushalayim. And so he says, Kishmana Nashim Devar Hashem Sikachas Nechem Devar Piv, right? Women, when you hear the word of Hashem and you get his word, Velamedna Benosechem Nehi, you'll teach your daughters a lamentation, in other words, to say kinos, right? And they should be prepared when the time comes to send them to school to learn these things now. Death has come inside, inside the palace, and the young people are coming in from the squares. So you just know that's the way it goes. You should understand that the carcasses of men are going to fall like dung and like sheaves. You can't boast because you have a lot of stuff. You know what you have to boast over? Knowing Hashem. Haskel biyado osi ki ani Hashem osa chesed mishpat utzaka ba'aretz ki be'ele chafatzdi no Hashem. This is what I want. I want a person who does Torah mitzvahs because it's the right thing to do, and that's what he says. Ine yamin boim no Hashem ufakadeti al komu ba'arla. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to punish everyone who has a bris for his uncircumcision. In other words, every person who had a bris. And not an Orla Salev, right? That's going to be a problem. And I'm going to take it out. Al Mitzrayim, Al Yehuda, Al Edom, Al Bnei Amon, Al Moab, Al Kok, Futze Pea, Yoshua, Al Midbar, Kichol, Agoyim, Arele, Mechol, Beis Yisrael, Arle, Lev. He says, I'm going to take it out on the Egyptians, and on the Ammonites, and the Moabites, anyone who dwells in the desert, all the people, they don't really... They will get punished afterwards, but of course Am Yisrael too will get punished, because Kol Yisrael Arli Lev. We have to go ahead and we have a responsibility, and we highlight this during the month of Elul in the Slichos season, to go ahead Umal Hashem Elokecha Es Lebavecha VeEs Lebav Zarecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to circumcise that Orla on our hearts, Es Lebavecha VeEs Lebav Zarecha. Right, Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed are the Rashi Tevos of Elul, and of course this is the time period to be focused on this idea. And with that, we close out the ninth parak of Yirmiyahu. Everybody have a great day.